From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's nearly that time of year, time for turkey and dressing and pecan pie. But as you reach for that bag of pecans, you may get sticker shock. Prices are up 20 to 30% this year. And part of what's driving those higher pecan prices is soaring demand from China. Well, joining us to help explain the growing appetite for the American nut is Randy Hudson. He's a fourth-generation pecan farmer in Ocilla, Georgia, and vice president of the National Pecan Growers Council. Mr. Hudson, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here today.
And we should say you are joining us from your pecan orchard right now. How does the crop look?
Well, I tell you, I'm sitting here on what's got to be the most beautiful 150 acres of pecans in the nation. Beautiful day, fall, crispy air. I tell you, it's just a good day to be alive.
Well, how much of your crop ends up getting sent to China? We mentioned the soaring demand for pecans there.
Well, a significant portion, between 80 and 90% of my crop would end up in China or the Middle East or somewhere other than here in the United States. Demand export-wise is exceeding the domestic demand, and other folks around the world are willing to pay for them, and we'll be glad to give them to them.
Is this true, Mr. Hudson, that your company was one of the first to export pecans to China?
Well, we like to think that we were the first, but I'm sure we weren't. It's always somebody that probably beat us there. But in the mid-1990s, pecan prices, because of supply oversupply, had just really gone into tanks. And I just really got tired of selling really good pecans for what I thought was less than their true value. So I loaded up a load of pecans and packed my bags and told my wife I'll see you in 3 weeks and headed to China. This year, we will send, a significant portion of our crop, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 15 million pounds.
10 to 15 million pounds just from your farm, you're saying?
Well, from my farms and from neighbors and from other folks around Georgia and across the country as well.
Is weather also a factor this year, Mr. Hudson, in driving prices up?
Probably of all things, that's the most significant factor. Here in southern Georgia, we had the wettest spring and summer in the history of record keeping. And that creates some real issues, particularly with disease. And we had a lot of disease this year.
You know, I've noticed something as we've been talking, Mr. Hudson, because we've been debating this here at All Things Considered. I've heard you say pecan, and I've heard you say pecan.
Well, yeah? You'd also hear me say pecan.
Depending on the day?
Pecans, pecans, potato. If I want to be real sophisticated, I may say pecan, or back home, we mostly call them pecans.
Pecan.
There you go.
Do I sound like a Georgian?
A little bit.
You're just being nice.
Well, you need to come down and see us. We talk a little slower, and we're always hospitable to anybody who wants to come down and walk through a pecan orchard on a beautiful sunny day.
That's Randy Hudson. He's a fourth-generation pecan or pecan farmer in Ocilla, Georgia. Well, linguist Grant Barrett has also been diving into the debate over how we say the word for this nut. He's co-host of the public radio show Away with Words. Grant, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Melissa.
And lots of variations for this word.
Yeah, he had six or seven himself, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, there's a strange history for this word. It basically has always had a variety of pronunciations. We find it first in about 300 years ago, it shows up in the journals of French and Spanish explorers in the New World who found it in the native languages here. A variety of Algonquian dialects had it. And from the very start, the spelling and pronunciation did not remain fixed. So some of the modern pronunciations we have trace their roots to 300 years ago.
Well, I've been looking at an academic study, a dialect survey on just this question. They asked people how they say the word pecan. And I should say that the most common, almost 30% of us say pecan. And right after that, 21% say pecan. Pecan, not so much, but it's in there.
Yeah, pecan is more common in the Northeast and the Atlantic coast of the Southeast. What's really interesting about this, if you go back in the language journals for about 60 years, you can come up with about 14 different pronunciations of this word. And it depends whether or not you put the accent on the first syllable or the second syllable, that is the stress, or if you say pi, pa, or pic, and whether you say can, con, or cun. and you combine all of these different varieties, and you've got an infinite number of pecans. My only thing is, as long as they end up in a pie, I'm fine with whatever you want to say.
Well, Grant, thanks for chewing this over with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Grant Barrett is co-host of the public radio show, Away with Words.